Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Black Conservative Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. My co-host in the studio is Dave Winkler, military veteran, National Guardsman, he's also the former congressional candidate from New Jersey. I myself, I'm a conservative talk radio show host at Conservative Talk Radio, also the Chauncey Show. Dave and I started this broadcast program to be an informed arm of Black conservative movement. We believe in Republican values. We are Black conservatives that want to get our message across to America to fight through the mainstream media. We are reminded by a quote of Frederick Douglass: "I am a Black dyed in Republican," wrote Frederick Douglass, "and I never intend to belong to any other party than the party of freedom." We're here today and will continue to be here to spread liberty, the Constitution, our freedoms and values, and we want to enhance and protect them by us doing this show. Let me welcome to the show my co-host, David Winkler. How are you, David?
Hey, pretty good, man. It's good to have this show together and you know, finally be able to, you know, really help the Black conservative movement and, you know, spread the knowledge that's going to help us for the future.
Thank you so much. It's an honor for me, Dave, to be on the show with you. You have an extraordinary background, former military officer, now National Guardsman. You've been intimately involved in your position as a National Guardsman with the recent riots and things of that nature. Like I said, we started the show because we want to promote and talk about the Black conservative movement that Dave and I are a part of. So we'll start with a little bit, Dave, if you will. Let's talk about what is the Black conservative movement, and let's talk about, I guess, what we're trying to do, like we just talked about earlier. We're really trying to raise a level of consciousness and awareness of the values of the Republican Party, to alter, change, and protect our way of life, and to protect our values in the next election. You want to add anything to that, Dave?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the Black conservative movement depends on, you know, the individual Black conservative. I mean, I think, you know, for the longest time, you know, we've been sold this dream by the Democrat Party for, you know, decades upon decades. And, you know, what has it gotten us? What are the fruits from it? And so, you know, I think a lot of the Black community is frustrated. They're upset. And, you know, they're looking towards any kind of leader that could, you know, move our you know, community forward. And I think, you know, they're right. Everybody's right to look towards the Republican Party, you know, the party that, you know, stands for financial independence, you know, small businesses, entrepreneurship, you know, freedoms and liberties, not so much dependent on the government, you know, policies that, you know, really harmed our community. And I think that, you know, as I said, it's all about the individuals and how they, you know, that's self-growth to kind of leave the Democrat Party, you know, because in these trying times over these last 3 years, you know, it's, if you were a Black conservative, I mean, you weren't really coming out until you started seeing people like the Candace Owens, the, you know, Brandon Tatums, you know, David Harris Jr.'s, yourself, myself, others that, you know, are kind of leading the way for the Black community to lead the Democrat Party safely and not be, you know, not be afraid to voice their opinions. And we're seeing more and more of it. So, I mean, I'm glad to be a part of it. I've always been a Republican, and I will stay a Republican.
Thank you, Dave. You know, there's something that is very important that you touched upon. Values, whether it be religious freedoms, First Amendment, Second Amendment, what have you. Values in the protection and the preservation of our liberties and freedoms. Yes, the Democratic Party for the last 60 years, more than a half a century, and I'm glad that you brought that up in this conversation, has disseminated every city, country, with their democratic policies. If you look at every major city in the nation, you have poor education, crime, drugs, and we can go on and on. You can't find that in a Republican city or a Republican state normally for that matter. The difference in policies, the difference how we govern is totally different. The mantra that, one more thing, the mantra that the Republicans are for those for the rich is simply not true. That is a Democratic talking point, as Dave talked about earlier in his brief comments. It's about values. It's about protecting our liberties, our rights. Okay? Yes, if you work hard, yes, there are benefits for people that are financially engaged in the process, because we believe in cutting taxes, okay, where people will go out and spend their money the way they see fit to stir the economy. So, of course, people get tax breaks that are financially engaged. And, of course, those with the most money pay the most amount of taxes. So I believe in tax cuts to help stimulate the economy and lowering regulations. And that's what exactly Donald Trump did that helped to stir and move the economy forward. Dave, go ahead. You wanted to jump in.
I just once again say that I agree with all the, and I would venture to say that without the black community knowing, majority of us are conservative anyway. I mean, through our family values, mm-hmm. in the way that, you know, our parents teach us, you know. But it's kind of weird, as I said, just to see over 95% going towards the Democrat vote, even though we always aim for education, you know, we always aim for you know, Christian values. A lot of the black community are Christian. It just frustrates me because I'm like, this is what we aim for. And it's great to see the policies come forward, like you were talking about with education, like school choice and school or the mm-hmm. the vouchers. And, you know, because mm-hmm. we keep talking and having these conversations about, you know, possible systemic racism or systematic racism. And I'm like, well, they're leveling the playing field. The Republicans are purposely leveling the playing field to allow you to go to schools that are outside of your district and are on par with the white community. So it's there. It's the same thing with the opportunity zones, giving you pretty much almost guaranteed government contracts if you know how to utilize that system. You know, being a minority, then you throw a veteran on top of that, and you live in a low-income neighborhood, you're going to tend to win those contracts from the government. Mm-hmm. So the Republicans are doing everything they can. They're giving you all the tools so you can go out there and be self-made, right? And so it's kind of frustrating, once again, just to see how many times we fall for it every 2, 4, 6 years.
You know, Dave, you're absolutely correct. And to add to that, we forget about the millions and billions of dollars that Trump reactivated back into our black colleges and universities across the country. You know, if we look at all of the policies, if we compare the Democratic Party and the Republican Party by policies, there is no balance in who has had a greater impact on the values of American life than the policies written by Republicans. Even now, with the criminal justice reform, the Republicans are stepping up to introduce criminal justice reform, police reform.
Yeah, not to cut you off, but once again, this isn't new from the Republican Party. Senator Tim Scott brought this to the floor in 2015, but once again, you know, the Democrats have short-term memory. If we remember what happened in South Carolina with the shooting at the church, that was one of Senator Tim Scott's churches and something that it was like really personal to him. And right after that, he brought up a lot of different things to the floor. in 2015, including the mandates for body cams and trying to fund body cams for the police back in that time frame. And what's frustrating is, you know, he just got called a token the other day by Senator Durbin for his piece of legislation that, once again, Republicans are leading the front on this. So I'm like, the proof is in the pudding. Republicans actually do care about the black community. They didn't waste any time in sitting down and trying to figure out a way to come out with criminal justice reform while the others are sitting there playing the identity politics game. And I once again tell all the Democrats that may be listening or independents, you know, really take a look at the policies that President Trump's administration is putting forward. You nailed it with the executive orders and restoring the historic black universities or colleges and universities. Dumping over hundreds of millions of dollars into low-income communities. Really just, as I said, just really trying to – oh, and on top of that, the First Step Act was Republican as well, and trying to get rid of the minimum sentencing and the harmful policies of the 1994 crime bill. That's, once again, your Republicans. So it's just frustrating, as I said, that we're in a time frame where Biden's out there and he's pandering again. We've seen it with, you know, others that are in the Democrat Party, like Kamala Harris's, the Senator Booker's, and it's just frustrating.
It is. Republican Party, we have to do a better job at messaging our products and the services that we deliver. The Democratic Party has mastered the art of deception. I call it bait and switch. They tell you what you want to hear, but they don't deliver nothing. And I remember on Facebook, I posted up maybe about a month or so ago, you know, I have a lot of Democratic friends and Republican friends, and I posted a question. Please name one policy that Democrats put in place to advance Americans. They have done more over this last two or three Congress sessions to try to help illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, more so than homeless veterans. The substance abuse challenges that we have on our streets, the gun violence, I just don't get it. Why are you more concerned about people who came here illegally than protecting our own American citizens? That's what the Democratic Party is about. The Democratic Party is always looking for a new voting bloc. There is Blexit. There is an exit of the black of minorities leaving the Republican Party, as well as Jews, okay, as well as Hispanics, okay, and they're looking for a new voting bloc, this Democratic Party. They've been bamboozling black and minorities for over 60 years. They're losing ground, so now they're looking for illegal immigrants to be their new voting bloc by issuing them, which is a privilege, by the way, driver's licenses, the right to vote. I am not only heartbroken, but I find it very discouraging that blacks died and were killed for the right to vote and weren't even able to drive a car, but you give illegal immigrants, no one who is integrated into the fabric of our nation, you want to give them rights that they have not earned. It is unfair. It is unjust. And that's why Dave and I are here, is to set the record straight.
And I think you're definitely right on about the messaging. I mean, the Republican Party is about the working class citizens. And I think that's something that Democrats are aiming to try to you know, take away from Republicans, trying to make it look like we are them, which is that white ivory tower elitist mentality that is the Democrat Party. I mean, the first thing they throw out in any argument is their Ivy League education and, you know, that uppity attitude. When majority of the Republicans are your miners, your coal workers, your military, your police, law enforcement, your everyday blue collar kind of worker, and it's kind of just condescending the way they come off towards the Republican Party or the members of it. If you remember Hillary Clinton calling us deplorable, you know, them attacking our education. our intellect, just things like that. It's the messaging that I can't stand from them. It's just those constant personal attacks. And then we see them failing now to where they have to, you know, enhance their attacks on or try to create these race baits. And they're kind of succeeding and failing at the same time. I mean, we keep seeing every so often when you can tell that they're about to lose an election or they're about to lose something, that they put out something on TV, like another unarmed killing or something, and all of the leftist media gets behind it. And I think it's a major distraction, because if we remember what happened with George Floyd, what was going on in the background was Hillary Clinton was pretty much told that she needs to show up to court on September 9th. There's a few other important court cases that were not being paid attention to because of what was going on. And as I said, George Floyd's, murder was horrible. Don't get me wrong about that. But there was things that were going on in the background that a lot of Americans weren't paying attention to. So Hillary Clinton was one. The other one was the Senate Armed, the Senate Judiciary Committee held Rod Rosenstein, and they went over Crossfire Hurricane. And then that led to about 50 subpoenas of the Obama administration in dealing with, possible criminality from them. So they're very good at redirecting, as you're saying, redirecting the narrative and the message so that we're not paying attention to what's really going on. Yeah, go ahead.
And then I'll let you finish up, and then I'll jump in.
Oh, no, it's good. Go ahead. But I was just ending on the fact that they're good at misdirection and misleading the Americans to look at other areas instead of what's important.
I want to jump in and take off right where you just left off. The Democratic Party is the history of racism. They were the military arm, the terrorist arm. With the KKK was the terrorist arm of the Democratic Party. You know, the Democratic Party is about race baiting. It's about attacking character. It's not about building, uplifting, and trying to improve the quality of lives for American people. And you reminded me briefly in your comments, okay, that Joe Biden, a presidential nominee, okay, just said not even a month ago, if you do not vote for me, you are not black. How much more racist can you get? How could a white man, 70-something years old, gonna tell you that you're not black? People, wake up. Wake up.
I mean... what's even worse,
I'm glad I caught myself. It's a shame.
Yeah, go ahead. But what's worse though is there's a lot of the black community that is trying to justify those statements, and even to his sexual assault allegation, to where they're like, well, I'm going to, still look at voting for Biden over Trump. And I'm like, really? What was this whole Me Too movement that we were talking about with Judge Kavanaugh and everything else that was started? Even as I said, as you were saying, the race issue of saying that we're not black if we don't vote for them or vote for him. And it's just like, I don't understand how you can justify a statement like that, even as a minority. Either we're going to be unified and attack racism together, or we're just going to end up every 2, 4, 6 years dealing with this issue.
I can't agree more. Before we continue this, you're listening to Black Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, John T. Brown. My co-host in the studio, David Winkler, talking about black conservatism in America today. They call Donald Trump a racist. I'm trying to think of a racist comment that Donald Trump has made versus Biden's clear depiction. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. Now, the sad part is that our people, quote-unquote, And even on social media, I've posted things about his past, about 1994, and black people are defending him. Well, that's in the past. Well, damn it, excuse my language, when Donald Trump was running, you people try to use everything in his past to discredit his candidacy for president. You know, the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats are emotionally driven. We as Republicans are intellectually driven. What do I mean? Is Republicans are looking at policies, are looking at how we could make our country better. The Democrats, all they do is spew racism, discrimination, and talking points to distract from their failed leadership in our country. Stop buying it. The Democrats are doing nothing but giving you a slice of pizza, a hot dog, and a hamburger, and you'll see them in the next 4 years. Their only justification of existence is attacking, not solving problems. When are we going to wake up? The narrative of trying to impeach Trump. I mean, we can go on and on with these radical, irresponsible theories of government. It is sad. Wake up, people. Stop buying into the fake news. Start doing some research yourself. Stop feeding into the emotion of everything that comes on your phone or TV you must react to. It's not yours. Stop taking ownership of what is not yours. That's why black people in this country, that's why we're in the position that we're in. Stop buying everything that's being sold to us by the greatest oppressor in the history of our country, the Democratic Party. And yes, I'm excited. Yes, I'm passionate. Because I'm 57 years old, and I haven't seen the Democratic Party do anything but placate to our community, offering promises, and once they get in, the money goes out to contracts, goes out to political patronage jobs, leaves our cities. Why do you think our cities are decimated? Because they're self-serving politicians, and they're not serving the interests of we the people. That's why. And if they fix the problem in these urban areas, what are they going to talk about? Nothing. So please, people, wake up. They create a problem, and they're not going to fix it. They can continue to talk about it like it's a problem that we have to solve. Yes, but they're not trying to solve the problem. Follow the money. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, what you're describing is something I've said for many, many years now, is the Democrats like to do temporary band-aids to things. It's almost like going to a mechanic, and you know, you go in with one problem, but they purposely, you know, that mechanic kind of, you know, takes some wires off and does some other stuff, and you have to come back and go see them again. I mean, that's the way I describe the Democrat Party. I mean, you're not
that's
getting
a great
good
analogy.
There, right?
That's
and
a
it's,
great
the
analogy.
Same thing
Dave.
Is, yeah, and I try to explain to the black community, even what if you like that analogy, then you'll like this one. I try to tell people that, you know, breaking it down simple for people, the Republican Party is like those parents that kick out that kid at 18 years old, give them, you know, just enough to get to that college, get them enough, to help them. But it's about independence. It's about getting that kid out, kick him out of the nest. Go, we will take care of you. We will help you. We'll give you all the tools you need, but you got to get out. The Democrat Party is the opposite. It's that 40-year-old kid living in the basement, right, eating all the parents' food and sucking up all the stuff, because that is literally what the Democrats are doing to government policy. It's like you need to be dependent on it. You don't have a sense of independence when you're underneath Democrat rule. We look at all these Democrat cities. That's essentially what's going on here. And it's even gotten worse it's been exposed through the COVID-19. Because now all these Democrat cities are asking for millions and millions of dollars because they, you know, once again, did not have the correct budgeting and infrastructure and all that stuff set up to take care of the small businesses. Yeah, they're bailing out their big businesses, but they're not worried about the average day individual. right? I'm having to deal with this with Governor Murphy, and I'm pretty sure you're dealing with this as well in New Jersey. Majority of my my businesses in my area, my district, are small businesses. I walk down the street, and about three quarters of these jobs are already have for rent signs on them, and they're already shut down, if not already have the closing, because they could not survive COVID-19. Right? We need Republican rule, because if we had Republicans here, all those businesses would still be open. I'm going to be quite honest about
that. Amen.
And this
you
is essentially what we need to look at. Every year, I challenge everybody to look at the exoduses every year from these Democrat cities and notice how many people are fleeing blue-held cities, and they're going over to red. But, you know, just, you know, a quick point is that I wanted to get across is this is why we need to stop looking towards POTUS. Start paying attention to who's sitting on our city councils, who's sitting at, you know, our governors, who's our state legislators. Start getting involved with the local politics, because that is going to make the difference. It's everybody wants to blame the scapegoat up there in the White House or the Oval Office. We can't be doing that. If you care about the future
local
of your kids, you care about yes.
Yes.
You care about the future of
local
your kids. You care about
wins elections.
Yes. And it also sets the tone for everything. If you ever wonder why your schools are failing, you ever wonder why, you know, anything else is messed up at the local level, that's not Trump. That is literally your local levels not being able to lead correctly and not doing the right things. And so,
you know
that's just something I wanted to throw out. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's sad that Donald Trump has only been president for 3 years, and they blame everything and their mother on Donald Trump. What it's sad is, and we only have about 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to make it quick and I'll let you finish. What's sad is that Obama held the money to historic black colleges. Donald Trump released it, signed executive order, gave their money. Obama in 8 years had the option to address criminal justice reform. He didn't do it. Donald Trump did it through the First Step Act. Our religious freedoms and rights have been violated, Christians and Jews across this country. What did Obama do? Obama paid more attention to gays and transgender issues than he did to Christians and Jews in this country. What did Donald Trump do? Created the Freedom Act. You know, I can go on and on all day because it's based on policy. It's not based on opinion. It's not based on feelings and emotions. Yes, I'm happy for this country that we finally got a black president. But the sad part is he's done the less amount for black people than any other president in the history of our country. And we could talk about how we got to this position. We could talk about Bush, but still, it doesn't matter. Look at Obama's record. Look at what Obama has done. I saw clips from Chicago, where he was from, while he was president. You couldn't even save your own city where you're from, and you're a president of the United States? We have 90 seconds left in the show, Dave. Real quickly, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. You can follow us on Facebook at Black Conservative Talk. You also can follow us on Twitter at Black GOP Talk. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. You can follow me at Right Talk Host on Twitter, Right Talk Radio Host on Facebook. I will let Dave close out the show with his information, and then just stay tuned and follow us for our future updates. Go ahead, Dave. I'll let you close out.
Yeah, so the only thing I'm going to say is you guys can follow me on Hardline Politics on Facebook mm-hmm. as well as Twitter, as well as Chauncey said, the Black Conservative Talk. What I really want is for you guys to find your voice. If you guys have something to say, something that you guys want to get off your chest and really engage with us, like we are the ones to do it. All right, we want to hear
Amen.
From you. We want to hear from the average day American. I don't care what race, nationality, or gender, creed, or sexual orientation. Just talk to us. We're here to talk mm-hmm. about real solutions so that we can get it out to the candidates. And we can get it out to the people that are going to make the difference. And we can, you guys, I want your voice to feel like, I want you guys to feel like your voice matters, right? And that we can actually take what you guys say and make it a reality, right? That's what we're here for. It's a government that is for and by the people. And so that's why our radio show exists, to not only educate, but be able to, you know, create something from it. So that's it
thank
from,
you very
from
much.
My side.
Dave, thank you. I think our show timed out, but just in case it did not, God bless you all. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for updates. Good night now.
Bye-bye.